Hey y'all, before I started this episode, just wanted to let you know that there is some explicit content in the live performance and the song. Enjoy the episode if you're still sticking around. Welcome to the Song Saloon. I'm singer-songwriter Jordan Smith Reynolds. Each week I meet with an artist and we talk about one of their songs. Today's artist is Zach Day. Growing up in one of the top 10 poorest counties in America in the backwoods of Kentucky, Zach Day would regularly skip school to teach himself how to play guitar and sing by examining the subtle nuances of legendary vocalists and songwriters. With nothing but the most discerning taste, Zach would devour songs of all genres and adopted his own style of original works. As a deep love of folk emerged, Zach perfected the art of lyrical storytelling through his beautiful soul-bearing voice. I met Zach playing a show at LA's Hotel Cafe and was blown away by his vocals. Welcome to the show, Zach.
Hi, thank you so much. It's so weird to hear that bio read out loud.
Right?
I didn't write it, so it's like, it's so weird. I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I've had that same experience with the bio, so it's helpful, right?
Yeah.
So you just got off of your tour, which is why I saw you at Hotel Cafe. Where else were you playing?
Yeah, I just did my first like real tour, I guess you could say. I got to play a show with Overcoats in Los Angeles, and then I went on tour with this awesome artist named Noah Vaughn and this band called Kiss Flame. They're both based in LA, and we went to Santa Cruz and then LA and then San Diego, and now I'm back in Nashville for the next little bit.
Great. So just a little California tour around.
Yeah, just a little West Coast kind of vibe. It was really fun. It was my first time playing with a full band, so it was like a totally new experience.
Yeah. And the band, I actually talked to them in the green room for a little bit. The band you had just rehearsed with, like, pretty close to the day you performed, yeah, right? What was like, that like?
Like 2 days before that. Well, first of all, they're amazing. They play in a band as well. Yeah, right? They play in a band called Rita Rita, which is also based in LA. And they're just, we've been friends for a few months. And they're just so good. So, and they're brothers. And then they also brought in our friend Rich, who's one of their really good friends and plays with them. So it was just like, it was just super exciting experience to just be able to like sit down with them and play my songs and be like, okay, put full trust in them to make sure that the song sounded like what I wanted, which was like a blessing for sure. Cause I'm always worried. I'm very used to just playing with just me and my acoustic guitar. So to be able to be like, okay, how am I going to sing my songs and use my vocals the way that I want to without getting drowned out by like drums or something like that? Because I feel like a lot of my songs are really like stories. So I want to focus on the lyrics and the melodies that I've written. But all of that to say, I think it turned out really well. We had a really good time and I would love to play with them again sometime soon. That's my plan.
That's awesome. How did you get connected to those LA bands?
Because I started playing some shows in LA. I had been back and forth between Nashville and LA a lot, which I still am kind of right now. But I started playing some stuff at Hotel Cafe, like Monday Monday. I don't know if you've ever done a Monday Monday there before.
I love Monday Monday.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you might know Eli then, but he hosts a Monday Monday, and he played guitar for me on the tour. And also my friend Beck Pete, who's another amazing musician in LA, she was like, you should come play a Monday Monday. So that's just kind of how I did it. I played a few of those, ended up meeting a lot of really great people through that. And then, you know, once you start meeting these people and you see how talented they are, you're like, let's try to play together or something, see what happens. And that's how it happened for me.
Yeah, awesome. It seemed like a cool blend of genres, too. That's fun that you all got together to make that happen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was also, like, in support of Pride Month, so all three bands are, like, queer. So we got to, I mean, it's just a little something for everybody. Like, no matter what, like, if you like whatever style, there's going to be something for you between the three of us, for sure.
Very cool. That's awesome. And today, the song is Washington. Can you tell us a little bit about Washington?
Yes, I wrote Washington over a year ago. I wrote it because I wrote it based on a friend that I developed a crush on during COVID. And we were kind of quarantine buddies. And feelings emerged. And then I remember we had planned a trip to Seattle because neither of us had ever been there. And I always wanted to go. And then we kind of fell out right before we could go. So this is basically just my diary entry about that experience. I mean, it's kind of exposing myself a little bit, but it's kind of therapeutic at the same time.
There is something about singing your own song that's about such a personal event too, that really comes through, I think, when I listen to the song.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you said that, because it's really kind of embarrassing a little bit sometimes for me, because I don't want to, like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like putting yourself out there so much and being like, this is like a very personal piece, you know, I just like feel like that's like not as authentic as I like, I mean, it literally is like my diary entries, like I'm calling out people basically, but just not saying their name. And that can be a little bit like scary and vulnerable and embarrassing, but I had to put the song out. I thought about for a long time, like this might be one of those songs that I just kind of keep to myself, but I played it out a few times and people were kind of like, you should put that song out. Like, we love that song. And I'm just like, okay. So I worked with my friend Hannah Ellion. She plays in the band Overcoats, and she helped me produce the song and supported me like in releasing it. And she also produced the next single, which is going to be coming really soon.
And that was Hannah, what was it?
Hannah Ellion.
Hannah Ellion. Awesome. Yeah. And has Hannah worked with most of the music you've released so far?
Well, sort of. So we have one song that I released about a year ago called If It Kills Me. She didn't have any involvement in that one. But everything from here on out is going to probably be Hannah. She's just amazing. Cool. Because I was a fan of her for a long time before I ever met her, because I love Overcoats and I loved their music. And so being able to like meet her and then have her be like, you should open for us on tour. I'll help you. Like, let me produce your music. Like, and I have recently gone through like a huge upset with some producers and management in my past. And she was like, I'd love to help out in any way I could. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is a full circle moment for me. And it's been wonderful. And then she also co-wrote the next single as well, which is also just like very a cool. Super, I don't know. I'm trying to do like an EP, I think, maybe like a 4-song EP, maybe 5 songs. But everything from Washington on has been helped out a lot by Hannah. So it's been great.
Awesome. Well, I mean, just from listening to the record, it sounds like it's a good pairing. So that's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, she's a really good writer, really good singer. I've always been a fan. So it's kind of a full circle moment. And it's kind of surreal. I'm just like, wow. And then I got to open for them at Lodge Room in LA. And I was just like, that's a great venue. Like, it was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a cool experience, man.
Absolutely. I'm definitely blessed. But like right now, like I just got back to Nashville for a minute and I'm kind of hiding for a few weeks while we get ready to start promoting the next single. And in the meantime, I'm just going to try to like rest and get back to my roots a little bit, because living in LA for a year has really like stressed me out. And I miss nature and I miss the I'm a Kentucky boy, so I like miss the, you know, just being outside and my kind of feet in the dirt, you kind of feel hands in the dirt and feet in the dirt, you know. Have you been to Kentucky?
I haven't.
You'll have to come through sometime. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Like, there's definitely some beautiful, beautiful places in Kentucky that I'm like, this is home, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, let's get to the song. I'd love to hear the performance of Washington.
I spent the night above a funeral home. It creeped me out, but I wanted to visit my friend. He tells me not to worry about it. I worry for you. You're in another state. Took a cute vacation with a man that's twice your age. Does he hold you better than I do? Do you tell him to his face that you don't really care about me?
Bet you don't mean to cause tension in my life. Are you still scared to be alone at night? I'll be fine, I guess. You mess with my head. It doesn't help that you sing so well. I'm sorry we never went to Washington. I'm sorry you'll never call me back again. I'm sorry you liked me more than just a friend. Oh, did I say too much? Blame it on wishful thinking. Blame it on wishful thinking. Hmm. I may be wrong, but hold me again, and I'll crush your fingers in the palm of my hand, and you'd hitch a ride with your broken thumb and tell them about how you really fucked up. I might be selfish, you might be dumb, 'cause if something's so perfect, why would you run? Are you still scared to be alone at night? I'll be fine, I guess. You mess with my head, it doesn't help that you sing so well. I'm sorry we never went to Washington. I'm sorry you'll never call me back again. I'm sorry you like me more than just a friend. Oh, did I say too much?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Ooh, awesome.
It's a hard song to sing. I'm always like, dang, it takes it out of me.
That's a huge sing. I mean, you just did like a red eye flight and it's the afternoon and you pulled it off. Like, man.
Thank you.
Man, I haven't played in a few days. My guitar has just kind of been sitting here since I finished up with the tour, and I just did like a wedding this weekend, and I'm just like, but so that's the first time I've picked it up in a few days. So it feels good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, what I love about that song too is, I mean, obviously your vocals are a huge highlight because they're just so strong.
Thanks.
What I love about that song is the hook is really strong in it too. So I think, you know, sometimes I imagine you probably get frustrated being like, oh, your voice is so great. Oh, your voice is so great. Instead of like talking about the song. I don't know if you've had that experience. You love it?
No, okay, I'm always like, hey, listen, I know where my strengths lie, okay? Like, sometimes, but good. I appreciate you pointing that out about the hook, because I struggled with it. Actually, when I first wrote the song, it was a different hook completely. Same words and everything, but the melody was different, and it was just not sitting right with me. And I played around with it for like a couple weeks, and I was just like, yes. And I even recorded a demo with a different hook. And then eventually, for some reason, I went back to it and changed it. And that's the one that you hear now is the one that I end up sticking with.
Do you remember what the other one was?
Yeah, it was more like, I'm sorry that we never went to Washington. It was something like that, but now I do this kind of like, I forget what that's called, like an arpeggio or something like that, just like up uh-huh. and then back down. Just like kind of like, oh, is it like a pentatonic scale? I don't know.
Uh-huh. I think that's right.
It sounded better to me, and it worked better, and it's more of like an earworm, so I'm happy that we stuck with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's so fun to dive into like why that works better, you know, because instinctively, like, it just feels better when you sing it like that.
Yeah, and it's more dramatic. I remember thinking when I wanted it to be like something that people could sing along to, too, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's like this part where the second time the chorus comes around, I kind of cut out the guitar and I just sing that, I'm sorry we never went. And then by that point, people could sing along with me if they knew the song or if they remember it from the first time they heard it in the song earlier. And I'm like, yeah, that's a powerful moment. So I'm glad we stuck with that one. I've played it live with other people before, and if I have like background singers or people who can sing some background vocals, they typically will do like some really pretty stacked harmonies on that too, and it just like really elevates it. So I mean, I come from a background of singing with in like a trio with my sister and my best friend of like 20 years.
Okay.
We used to perform a lot as like a folk trio, so a lot of my songs I'll write with that kind of in my mind. How would this sound with some harmonies? I really love harmony, and I love to mess around with that too in my when I'm recording or anything like that. I keep that in my mind as well.
Do you have any groups that you look to as kind of your influences for harmony and arrangement like that?
For sure. I mean, growing up, we would listen to a lot of old school stuff, and by that I mean like we grew up listening to like Mamas and the Papas, Fleetwood Mac, mm-hmm. Carpenters, that kind of stuff. I mean, and then when you listen yeah. to that now, you can hear those harmonies are just incredible. The arrangements are awesome. And then as I got older, I started developing my own kind of style and listening to my own music that wasn't just, I mean, I literally used to listen to ABBA cassette tapes because my mom had them. You uh-huh. know what I mean? But as I got older, I kind of started listening to a lot of Destiny's Child, SWV, more like R&B girl groups. And I love female vocalists. Those are just the hearing women tell their stories has always spoke to me. So yeah, that's definitely the inspiration for a lot of my stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned in your bio too, like examining, or I guess you didn't mention, whoever wrote it mentioned,
yeah.
examining the subtle nuances in the legendary vocalists and songwriters. What did that look like for you? My aunt is a vocalist and has done session vocal work for a long time. And what I've heard about her kind of approach to this stuff is she would just get in the studio or into like a space and just play the song over and over again and record exactly like just super meticulous, sitting in the studio over and over and over again until she could nail it exactly like the person on the record. Is that similar?
Yeah, that sounds very familiar, except not necessarily in the studio. I mean, I grew up kind of on a farm. Like, we didn't really have the internet till I was like much older, but I would like have these cassette tapes or CDs that I would like rewind over and over again to try to sound just like them. I remember like just like studying these vocals like Joni Mitchell, Carole King, and listening to the lyrics and just like, I mean, if you listen back, you can hear a lot of like Joni Mitchell does a lot of these really crazy riffs and runs and melismas throughout a lot of her songs. And I'm like, oh, that might be where I kind of started learning that kind of stuff and trying to do that kind of stuff. But even as recently as like, I don't know, when I first started college and finally got like Spotify on my phone and I had access to every song ever and every album I'd ever wanted to listen to, I remember I would sit down, I literally wrote a paper on like David Bowie, and I like, that was like my first exposure to these musicians that spoke to me. And I wrote a paper on like Lorde and her first album, Pure Heroine. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, she's like my age. And she's writing these songs that are just like really from like, you know, the perspective of a teenager who is just kind of like a punk. And you know what I mean? Like, I just like, I really related to that. And so I would sit down and like listen to the songs and really write down everything that stood out to me about production and about vocal choices, lyrical choices. I remember being like, oh my gosh, at 1 minute and 30 seconds, she put like this really cool guitar lick in like just the left ear. And it's just stuff like that that really inspired the way that I write songs today, for sure.
What is your process like writing songs? This one was from more of your own personal experience. What is that usually how it starts? Do you have a routine when you get into the writing mode?
Not necessarily. I have a lot of vocal or like voice memos on my phone from where I will just wake up in the middle of the night and have something in my head, or be driving down the road and keep singing some sort of melody in my head. And I'll just pull out my phone and start recording that. And then I'll go back to it when I get home and get on my guitar or in front of my computer or something like that. That happens a lot with lyrics too. Maybe I'll just have like some random couplet that I've made up just like running through my head. And if I just write it down, I can come back to it later. And then typically it just starts with me playing guitar and coming up with like really pretty melodies. And then I try to like make some lyrics to fit that and fit the vibe. And then if it doesn't fit in there, like the syllables or something like that, I have to kind of adjust and try to make it still be poetic and pretty, but also fit the melody. You know what I mean?
So would you say most of your songwriting happens while you're doing other things? Like your best melodies and things, they come like while you're driving or while you're doing exercise or something? It's not like when you sit down and you're like, okay, I'm going to write a song now.
Definitely for me. I mean, that's kind of like a blessing and a curse, I think, because if you are put in a situation where it's like we're going to like co-write a song with someone, or you have to kind of be in a room and come up with stuff kind of off the top of your head, like, sure, I could do that, but it's not necessarily the most fun for me to do that, or the most like, I don't feel so moved or inspired in certain situations like that. I know that for other people, sometimes that is like where they do their best work. And I'm kind of jealous of that, because I wish I could do that. But a lot of times for me, it's just a spur of the moment thing, or I'll sit down and write a little bit and be like, okay, I'm going to purposefully like sit here and write a song, and I can come up with some stuff. But typically it'll be like, okay, I'm going to come up with this melody, or I'm going to like actually solidify this melody that I've been singing in my head for the past few days. I'm going to put it to some guitar chords, record it on my phone, and then I'll come back to it tomorrow and try to put some words to it, or I'll think on it for the rest of the day while I'm in the shower or whatever I'm doing, and then be like, ooh, actually that would be really good. And then I'll do it again, do the whole process again, kind of. It's a pain sometimes.
Yeah, no, I've been thinking about that too, how nice it would be to really enjoy that environment of having, you know, multiple people in a room and going at a song. But I'm the same that way. I don't really thrive in that environment. I don't feel as inspired.
It might have to do with our style and our singer-songwriter kind of tendencies and things like that, because I think that a lot of that type of music is really personal and stuff like that. At least that's what I've learned from my experience, because I've had trouble writing songs in the same sort of feel as Washington with another person, because they just don't, like, it's like, it's just, they don't understand, because it's literally like the truth and it's my story. So like, they don't have that perspective because they haven't lived my story. You know what I mean? And sometimes it feels like a little bit like, well, that's good, but that's just didn't happen, or that's not the way that I felt or I feel. So that can be hard. But I've had some other experiences too, where I've tried to expand my writing and the way that I write songs. If I'm like writing a song with somebody for somebody else, then I can kind of have a little bit more freedom there, because it's not so personal. It's not my diaries, you know. I'm just like, let's just come up with some cool lyrics and melodies, and I don't have to perform it.
Yeah, connected to that, how do you invest yourself in a melody like that when you're not writing for yourself? Because what's important, I think, is when you're performing a song, that you can really get into it and feel it, and that someone else could, right, if you're writing for someone else. So if it's not your personal story, how have you been able to get there?
I think there's been a few opportunities that I've had where I've been in the room with a different artist and they just want my perspective. I feel like in that moment, I don't feel like as much pressure, because for some reason, whenever it's like me, I'm like, I put all this pressure on it. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, like And I don't want to like shoot down people's ideas or anything like that. Of course not. I really want to hear everybody's ideas. But for some reason, whenever the pressure's off of me and I can just spitball different ideas out, and if you like it, cool. If you don't, that's cool too. I can come up with something else. You know what I mean? It just doesn't feel as much pressure. So I think sort of in those environments, it's more fun because I can just be like, okay, you like this? Oh, you don't like that? Okay, let me come up with something else really quick. You like that? Okay, cool. You love that. Great. Let's use it. I don't know. It just feels more fun and not as much pressure if it's not on me. I love being creative. I love trying to come up with different stuff. So I know that it's not precious. It's not like, oh my God, you didn't like that melody that I came up with. Yeah. It's the end of the world. It's like, no, it's cool. Like, just come up with something else. It's right. Not that it's bad. Mm-hmm. It just means that maybe it's not right for that specific song, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned recently that the song that's coming out for you soon is a co-write. How did that one come about?
Yes. The next single is called New York, which is like, so we got Washington and then we have New York.
It's kind of a Sufjan Stevens kind of approach.
I know. They were literally like, you should release the whole thing, be like a different city. I was like, okay, come on, Sufjan. Into Chicago. But yeah, I sat down with Hannah, who produced Washington, and I was like, listen, I have this idea in mind. What do you think? I played a little bit of it. And the thing about working with Hannah is that she's so good at taking what I want to say and making it sound like a song with like a really good hook. I don't know. I'll be like, okay, so like what I want to, here's what happened. I did this, I did that, and I did this. And so like there's this lyric in the song where I say, or I was like, this is what happened. We met up, like we drank all the whiskey at this Airbnb. And she goes, okay, so what if you said like we drank all the whiskey in somebody else's house? And I was like, oh, that's really good. And then I said, oh, well, what if we said like you said you could taste Kentucky on me? And she's like, when you kissed me on the mouth. And I was like, that is so good. Like, it's just like, she's just really good to spitball ideas off of. And for some reason, she's been one of those people who's not afraid, like I said, to just like throw different ideas out there. If I was like, okay, I like where you're going. I don't necessarily want to use that. But what if we come up with something else? She could come up with something else right off the top of her head without it being like, she's not like her feelings are hurt or something like that. Like, not at all. And that's great. I would rather you have a million ideas than have nothing to offer.
Yeah. And that is, I think that it's the amazing line that you have to balance as a songwriter and a co-writer is you have to be a craftsman to some extent. You have to be able to really have this high level of what you think makes good music, right? You've got to have that taste, but you've also got to have zero ego when you're in the room. So being able to balance those two things, having that craft and no ego is really special when someone can do that.
Yeah, I've got a lot of work to do when it comes to like co-writing and stuff like that, but I'm trying to learn and it's definitely a learning experience. And I've been like, you know, I kind of just thought that songwriting came naturally. You know, I was kind of, and I think that there's definitely a part of it that does, being a creative and being able to write a song is a gift and stuff like that. But also, I think that there are techniques that you can learn. And I think that there are things that you can learn about how to write good songs, which I didn't know for the longest time. So I just started reading some books about it. Like, I started reading, like, I think it's called How to Write One Song, Jeff Tweedy.
Oh, yeah. Do you like that one?
I've just started it, so I haven't finished it yet. So I'll get back to you on that. And then I started reading, I think it's called How Music Works, David Byrne, Talking Heads. So I'm really trying. Like, I'm actively and looking at podcasts and stuff too. Just like, I want to learn the best techniques co-writing and writing songs in general, because I really love it, but it can become stressful to a point to where I'm like, I don't enjoy it. So yeah. I'm trying to find that balance, you know?
Mm-hmm. How to keep the magic in it. I think the Talking Heads, David Byrne would be a really good resource for that, because he seems to always have kept the magic with what he does.
So. I know. I mean, I I love that they're able to talk about it, because I'm like, yeah, like I said, I just thought that it was just a gift for the longest time, and it's just like you either have it or you don't. But seeing someone like David Byrne or whoever just being able to be like, no, there is like a technique, there's a skill, there it can be learned, it can be taught. I'm like, well, you guys are obviously doing something right, so would love to hear all the advice you have. So, yeah, I'm going to start reading it. I bought them from Amazon, and now they're just
it's official.
Waiting for me to read. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm hoping over the next few weeks, now that I'm, like, done with tour, I'm back in Nashville, I'm able to just chill for a minute. I really want to gather my bearings, read, and, like, go for runs outside and just take a little moment to, like, put my freaking phone down, because I'm so sick of social mm-hmm. media, and I'm just like, let me just breathe for, like, a few weeks, and then the next song will come out, and I'll do it all again.
Yep. So, you have an EP coming out, correct? Or, no,
that's
maybe
the plan.
An EP? Okay.
Yeah, the plan is an EP. Would love to have it out by the end of the year. I have 3 of the 4 songs recorded. So we'll see. We'll see how it works. But I'm not putting as much pressure on myself right now, because mm-hmm. if I could just tell you all the things that I've been through over the past year with the music industry and music as a whole, you would be like, yeah, I get it. So, but yeah, would love to maybe have a full EP out by the end of the year. But at least I got Washington out, and New York is on the way. And then we have the 3rd song that is being like recorded and mixed right now. So, crossed.
Very good. Yeah. And with New York, do you have a release date for that, or is that just pending?
Not yet. I just got the master back last week, and amazing. I've got to like upload it to DistroKid and figure that out.
Do all that
We're
stuff.
Thinking like yeah. 6, maybe in like 6 weeks.
Okay. Very good. All right. So be looking for New York. And we can find you where on social media? Not for you'll be there for the next month. But
I'm
not
there.
As active. Yeah.
I made a post today, so I'm like, go me.
Okay.
No, I think my biggest platform is TikTok or Instagram. I post more on mm-hmm. Instagram, which is at YouKnowZach. YouKnowZach
you
everywhere.
Know Zach.
Yep.
Great. Okay, and there are links to YouKnowZach on social media and for your song will be in the episode notes as well.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. Thanks for having me on and letting me play the song. It's been such a journey. This song, Washington, has been just in my environment and in my atmosphere, whatever the word is. It's just been kind of haunting me for the past like year and a half. And, you know, I've had several versions of it recorded and things like that for it to finally be released and out and have the people. It's like my gift to them, and just like, hey, if you love the song, I love it, and here you go. And now I can finally kind of just like, it feels like a weight has lifted off my shoulders. So
That's
I'm
awesome.
Really appreciative that you let me come on here and play it. And I hope everybody loves it. I mean, it was a labor of love for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It was beautiful. And I'm glad you put the time into it, because it's a great song. I think, again, I think the production is fantastic on it too. So
thanks. Yeah, thank you. Really I was awesome. So scared, but I'm glad. I think it turned out really well too. And yeah, we have so much more cool stuff coming. I'm ready to just keep, like, it's been such a journey too, just like releasing music, because I've been just singing for the longest time and not really recording or releasing music. I've learned so much. Yeah. There's no stopping me now.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Make sure to follow Zach Day everywhere. Thank you so much for being here on the Song Saloon.
Yes, thank you for having me, and I'm sure we'll chat again sometime soon.
Yes, please. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for stopping by the Song Saloon. Episodes are released weekly on Wednesday, and you can follow on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter at The Song Saloon. And visit our website, thesongsaloon.com, where you can find past episodes, transcriptions, sign up to our email list, and find more ways to support the show. Please follow, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Every little bit helps grow our community of artists, songwriters, and music lovers. We truly couldn't do it without you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Ooh.
spent the night above a funeral. It creeped me out, but I wanted to visit my friend. He tells me not to worry about it. I worry for you. You were in another state. Took a cute vacation with a man that's twice your age. Does he hold you better than I do? Do you tell him to his face that you don't really care about me? That you don't mean to cause tension in my life? Are you still scared to be alone at night? I'll be fine, I guess. You mess with my head. It doesn't help that you sing so well. I'm sorry we never went to Washington. I'm sorry you never called me back again. I'm sorry you liked me more than just a friend. Oh, did I say too much? Crush your fingers in the palm of my hand, and you'd hit right with your broken thumb and tell them about how you really fucked up. How I might be selfish, you might be dumb, cause it's something so perfect. Why would you run? Are you still scared to be alone at night? I'll be fine, I guess. With my head, it doesn't help that you see so well. I'm sorry we never went to Washington. I'm sorry you never called me back. I'm sorry you liked me more than just. Blame it.